KBOO Portland.
Thanks for tuning in to the Portland Resistance Calendar. My name is Vijay. Here are some activist events happening over the next week, starting today, Friday, August 11th. For more information, visit kboo.fm/resist. And if you need to see into the future, check out kboo.fm/resist/August. Let me begin by thanking two folks who make this happen, Ismoon, who finds the majority of the events, and Joe Frazier, who takes the majority of the photos that accompany the podcast pages. Would you like to support the Portland Resistance Calendar? Contact Matthew Bristow at underwriting@kboo.org. Okay, so let's begin. There are a number of ongoing art and historical exhibits, as well as a featured film series, screening, going on. There's more information about that, as usual, on the webcast page, kboo.fm/resist/August11. Okay, so events. On Friday, August 11th, the Concerned Humans Against Poverty do service and events around poverty and homelessness in Vancouver. They're doing a karaoke, that is Care EOK, fundraiser for their love lunches, which they do on Saturdays, I believe, 7 to 11 p.m. at the Orchards Tap in Vancouver. Saturday, August 12th, Millennio is doing their Food Justice Free Farmers Market. That is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Montevilla City Park, Northeast Gleason and 82nd. Don't Shoot Portland are doing their second Saturday is for social justice meeting discussion. That's happening as usual at the Revolution Coffee House, 1432 Southwest 6th at 11 a.m. There's a Responding to Hate Crime Forum taking place at the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education. That's 724 Northwest Davis. It's running from 12:30 to 4 p.m. There are so many things happening in Vancouver, but here are just two. There's a film screening for Now is the Time, Healthcare for Everybody. That's 1 to 3:30 p.m. at the Cascade Park Community Library. And the Concerned Humans Against Poverty are doing their Saturday Hot Meal with our homeless neighbors. That's 1 to 3 p.m. Finally, there is the Keaton Otis Vigil. Keaton Otis was murdered by the Portland police May 12, 2010, at the corner of Northeast 6th and Halsey. The vigil takes place at that location, Northeast 6th and Halsey, from 6 to 7 p.m. On Sunday, August 13th, here's a road trip event. Traditional Technologies at the Plank House at Ridgefield National Wildlife Refuge. Visit the Plank House and learn about tools and techniques that people in Kathlopotel and around the world have used since the time immemorial. That's noon to 4 p.m. Again, Ridgefield National Wildlife Refuge. On Monday, August 14th, there's a bystander intervention workshop, which is a benefit for Don't Shoot Portland. It's 3 to 5 p.m. at the Ecdysiast, which is at 326 Southeast Madison. Also on Monday, there is the Clinton Street Resistance Series featuring Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It is a benefit for Bikes for Humanity PDX. It's taking place at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, Southeast 26th and Clinton. Tuesday, August 15th, Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler is having a jobs workshop at the downtown Vancouver Library, but she doesn't have a town hall scheduled yet. This is a protest to demand that she hold a town hall for her constituents there in Washington State. That's 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the Vancouver Community Library. There's a Standing Rock legal update and urgent call to action. Please RSVP in advance. You're invited to a special evening with social justice attorneys Chase Iron Eyes and Daniel Sheehan of the Lakota People's Law Project. That's taking place from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Elliott Center, 1226 Southwest Salmon. Wednesday, August 16th, Brown Girl Rise is a radical sisterhood of girls of color reclaiming their connection to body, community, land, health, and creativity to cultivate a just future where they rise together. There's going to be a fundraiser for Brown Girl Rise from 4 to 10 p.m. at the Church Bar, 2600 Northeast Sandy. Thursday, August 17th, there's a protest against employment discrimination, in this case against trans people. It's 11:30 a.m. at Boley at the Oregon State Office Building, 800 Northeast Oregon. Female small business owners in Japan and the U.S. will share their story of devastation and recovery and their journey of overcoming adversity to become leaders in their communities in this panel discussion called Women Leading Through Adversity. That's 3 to 5 p.m. at the Central Library, 801 Southwest 10th. Friday, August 18th, there is an Impact Your Health free clinic taking place on Friday and on Sunday. It's a free health, dental, and vision clinic connecting people to the resources and services they need and deserve. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Portland Adventist Academy, 1500 Southeast 96th. There's a Portland Propaganda Party Eclipse Edition. This is pretty great. You can just go and pick up the propaganda that you need. It's 5 to 9 p.m. at Paragon Arts Gallery, 815 North Killingsworth. If you listen to the podcast regularly, you've heard me talk about NorCor, and you might wonder why that is, given that it's in the Dalles. Well, why is an Oregon County jail holding immigrant detainees in a sanctuary state like Oregon? You're not the only one with this question. NorCor is a county jail that contracts with ICE to house detainees that are scheduled to be deported. That conflicts with Oregon state law. More about this at the Hood River Town Hall about NorCor, ICE, and a taxpayer lawsuit that is in process, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Riverside Community Church in Hood River. On Saturday, August 19th, there is the regular Hughes Memorial Community Service and Feed-In. It's 10 a.m. at the Hughes Memorial United Methodist Church, 111 Northeast Failing. Millennio.org is doing a Basics of Photojournalism workshop. That's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Central Library, 801 Southwest 10th. There is the Saturday Hot Meal with Our Homeless Neighbors, which happens every Saturday in Vancouver, thanks to the Concerned Humans Against Poverty. That's 1 to 3 p.m. And finally, there is the screening of Nowhere to Hide. It's a message in a bottle from an Iraqi male nurse. It's also a benefit for KBOO Community Radio. It's 7 to 9 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, Southeast 26th and Clinton. On Sunday, August 20th, you can walk a mile with refugees and immigrants. Yes, really. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It takes place at the East Portland Neighborhood Office, which is 1017 Northeast 117th. And our last event of the week, Stop Police Brutality Rally. Am I next? Good question. It's 6 to 9 p.m. at the Terry Shrunk Plaza. That's this week, ending on Sunday, August 20th. There is so much more, as usual, on the blogcast page, blah, blah, blah. Tune in next week for another week in activism in and around Portland. In case you managed to forget, that address again is kboo.fm/resist. And this week's podcast episode is at kboo.fm/resist/August11. This has been VJ. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
This is David Barsamian of Alternative Radio, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
This podcast was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon, KBOO.fm. Thanks for listening. KBOO.